Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ben Standing is still standing, and he's with us as he is every Friday and Monday in this time slot. Sunday in Dallas, 4:25. Washington, a 1.5-point favorite. We start with, before we get to kind of what how you view this game. I just saw the press release, and I see that it was from earlier this morning. So they turned Tay Martin loose, and they have signed Burks to the practice squad. I thought they liked Tay Martin. What happened there?
Well, they used up all his elevations already.
Oh, they did.
So, in order for him to get back on the roster, he would, A, have to clear waivers, and then, B, be signed to a contract essentially for the rest of the year. And ultimately, I don't think they're going to do that. So I think Tay Martin will be moving on, and this goes back to the point of, like, were they, wrong to have not put Noah Brown on IR earlier? It was like, well, I don't think there's it matters. They just were going to use whoever they had until they figured out the next step, and it wasn't somebody that they're, like, screwing, they're not screwing themselves by using Tay Martin. So he'll move on. I mean, I do wonder if maybe this is the week they get Robbie Chosen involved. I don't know that, but we saw him yesterday practicing on the side a little bit with wide receiver coach Bobby Engram. He's now been here for, lost track of time, 2 or 3 weeks. Obviously, he's a guy that's had success in this league. But, in the situation that they're in, where, well, I know we'll get to it in a second, but they're obviously thin at receiver. They've been elevating some guys the last few weeks. Maybe they elevate to Corey Brooks, but, he's an undrafted free agent who now has like 7 snaps of experience, and they may need more than that. So, that's why
did
I'm
he play? Say, well, he was number 88, right, on Monday night.
Ooh, I think that's right. I think he only played like 7 or 8 snaps. It wasn't much on offense. Okay.
What about Terry McLaurin?
Oh, and by the way, Burks is not going to be active, just for anybody who's wondering. I mean, he's he just got here 10 seconds ago.
By the way, Burks, so everybody knows, was picked in the Jahan Dotson draft by the Tennessee Titans, 18th overall, I think, in the first round. He is a taller receiver from out of Arkansas. I actually kind of liked what I saw coming up, but once he got into the NFL, I always felt like he was, A, never healthy consistently, and B, when he was healthy, he looked like he doesn't play with, like, the highest level of urgency. And that could have been because he was on bad teams with, Will Levis and some bad quarterbacks. I think Will Levis was the quarterback there for him when he was there. But, that's who's here. Tay Martin's gone. What about Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, so he was out here for the open portion of practice. As a reminder, we only see sort of the stretching and the individual drills. We don't see the true practice portion. My guess is that we'll find out if he didn't practice, or maybe he was limited, but I'm guessing he didn't do too much. He was out there without his helmet on. And, all we really saw was him just doing some light, stretching, a little bit of, leg work, side to side movement, but like nothing that exciting. So if I had to guess, I would guess he's not going to play. And obviously, that would be That would be tough, as it's been, you know, they've been able to get by in some of these games, and partly because Deebo Samuel's been very impressive, and, you know, they've had, you know, again, kudos to the offense last week, you know, for Jaden to get 3 touchdown passes and 2 going to Chris Moore and Luke McCaffrey, you know, says something about just kind of where the state of the receiver room is right now. But if I had to guess, I don't think McLaurin is going to be up this week.
So I played the soundbite from Joe Witt Jr. yesterday. I forget if you asked, I played the Kingsbury bite on Chris Paul, the question you had asked about Chris Paul. But the answer, the question about, you know, sort of, is it scheme or is it personnel with the giving up of the explosives? I don't know if you had a thought about his answer, but I'll just share mine with you first. Him focusing in on one play that should have been an 8-yard play to DeAndre Swift, but wasn't because of bad tackling, and that gets thrown into the explosive bucket, is really missing the larger point, which is there were a lot of other explosives in the game and a lot of other potential explosives in the game that Chicago just screwed up on. They've given up explosives all year. I kind of get the sense in listening to him every week that he doesn't think the problem defensively is as big as we do. What do you say?
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, he's not going to share his biggest fears with us.
He shares everything with you guys. He over-explains everything.
Well, again, he shares something. So, like, I get what you're saying. Like, when you talk about one thing, it feels like it's emphasizing the one thing. Compared to 99% of coaches we get, I love everything that Joe Witt tells us. He comes in with a statement. He shares what he thinks about the previous game, good or bad. I appreciate that. And then when he answers our questions, you know, obviously there's only so much any coach is going to say, but I think he gives us about as much insight as possible, even if that insight is for you to think, which may be accurate, that he's overemphasizing certain things or maybe doesn't seem to suggest that he thinks that it is concerning as maybe the rest of us do. Obviously, you know, his level of concern is going to be a certain difference. I mean, they obviously know way more than we do, and he might be very right that it is about execution more than the scheme. But, you know, there's reason to doubt everything the way things have gone so far. So, you know, it is like a couple weeks ago, was the Atlanta game where he was very specific about some of the plays some of the missed tackling or the guys wearing, you know, putting on the capes too much and trying to do too much. He was very specific about that. And it gets interesting when that occurs, because it's not throwing guys under the bus, but it is putting certain guys out there that we don't always see coaches do. I mean, he takes responsibility, as does Quinn, as well from their perspective. But I appreciate the fact that he gives us anything, even if I don't agree with it. But he's sharing what he thinks because, you know, as you've listened to many of these things over the years, we typically get almost nothing. I don't think it was.
I hear you, and I understand why that's good for you, and it's good for us to a certain degree. I'm still wondering whether or not you think that they may be a little bit detached from what the situation is, from at least the reality that I see as a fan, which is they seem to be a pretty bad defense against any capable offensive team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dan Quinn seemed to be pretty frustrated after the game, and even when talking
I agree,
the day
for
after.
The first time, yes.
Yeah, and it seemed, you know, he was specific talking about he didn't like the second level run defense and things like that. So, I mean, I took that as an acknowledgement that this isn't going well. I think there's only so much negative that they could throw out publicly, and I do believe that they, you know what's going on. But again, like, I think you and I talked about this going back to the Green Bay game. There was the play where Tucker Kraft was had like the 60-yard reception down the field where he kind of gets open down the seam and all that. And I asked like several different people who would know things or, you know, who are football people, hey, look at this play, tell me what happened here. And I got like three different answers as to what. So, like, yeah. For us on the outside, I think it's just often just borderline impossible. Not impossible, but it's often very challenging to know what the reality is. And so they have a much better feel, if not the exact feel, but they're not going to necessarily tell us. So I don't think they're delusional. I just think, you know, there's things that they could do. I also think to a degree they're hamstrung in the sense of, let's just say it is personnel. What are they doing about it? There's not much they can do, right? The defensive line's not getting beat up with injuries. The linebacker room, you know, Wagner and Louvu are going to be out there every play, in part because they just need them out there. And then in the secondary, you know, I mean, say whatever you want about Lattimore. Who are you putting in over him? He's been better the last couple games. So I don't think they have that many options relative to, you know, again, the offensive line, they recognized an issue and made the switch to two spots. Yeah. But because there they thought they had some comparable options. I just don't think they do on defense. So I don't think there's only so much they can do and or say about the whole situation.
All right, I'll ask you the question I asked callers. I know you were listening and you were enthralled with some of the answers earlier in the show. Do you view this as sort of must-win code red? And B, what's the point total the winning team needs to get to?
Well, for the point total, I was going to say 31, but Max stole my answer, so I can't go with that.
Yeah, well, that's our guy Mark in Largo. Yeah, he doesn't want to be one-upped by anybody.
Right. In terms of the points, yeah, this feels like a shootout, right? The over-under is like 55, and, it feels like Washington's going to have to outscore Dallas more than they're going to be able to stop them. So, if you get the 34, I would think you got a pretty good chance. If you don't, that would be hugely problematic. And I'm sorry, what was the first part of the question?
Do you view this as a game they have to win?
I mean, I a couple of times this year, I've been like saying, "Hey, you can't really afford to." It's not so much a must. You can't. You have to win more. Is like don't lose. If you understand that distinction, this one feels a little more towards the kind of must win, in part because of what's up next, right? I mean, next week is at Kansas City on Monday night. Not only the Chiefs, we don't have to speak too much about that. Plus, they're getting on a roll. It looks like, and then from there, two home games. But Seattle and Detroit, if you told me Seattle and Detroit are two of the best three or four teams in the NFC, I'd be like, sure. I mean, they both have looked pretty good. So, the thought that Washington is going 2-1 in that stretch seems to be a bit much. So it does feel like this to me, this is a win. And I know you and the callers talked earlier about conference record and the importance of this game maybe more so than next week. So The one thing I would say is that, as we know, when we talk about a tough schedule, it's all relative to what ultimately, when you play certain teams. And as you look past the stretch I just said, they get Miami, the NFC East games, they're always tricky because they're the division games, but everybody's kind of, the Eagles aren't killing it per se at the moment. So maybe those games end up being a tick easier than we thought. Minnesota doesn't have, until they solve a quarterback situation, they're not as formidable as we thought when the year started. So, maybe it's not must win because the games toward the end of the year could be a little bit easier than we thought. But I kind of think to a certain degree, this is kind of must win because again, with what's immediately coming up, I mean, you could easily be looking at a 1-3 stretch, and it does knock you out for anything, but puts you in a much bigger hole.
All right, who do you like?
I'm definitely going to say that Washington's going to win since he's still in earshot. The defensive front, they got to stop them. There's no way. You basically have to outscore Jaden. Going to have to be peak Jaden to win. I'll say Washington wins by like 34-33, but we'll see.
Thanks. Go jump into whatever they're going to tell us about, and we'll monitor it from here. Thank you.
All right. See
Ben Standing, everybody, out in Ashburn. The coach is getting ready to address the media. We will carry some of that here on this Friday, find out what the status, certainly, of Terry McLaurin is with Dan Quinn. I've got my smell test picks coming up shortly, and we've got our predictions for Sunday's game as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team980.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.